This is a pretty good text message has just come in. We've been discussing the Golden Eagle, the $7.5 million race coming up, which is going to be on November 2. Boys, do you think that Darren Flindell, the race caller, will use the old, the Eagle has landed in the Golden Eagle race?
Very good.
I would say it's compulsory. I love all those puns. Good morning to you, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah,
going
good.
Very well, mate. Massive news yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we've heard from Graeme Hinton this morning about the Golden Eagle, and yeah, we'll wait and see how Darren delivers the first one. But yeah, $7.5 million race. Love the 10% of prize money going to that charity as well. And interesting to see it. You know, 4-year-old race, 1500 metres, trying to keep those horses in work. We heard yesterday a bit of news, the Autumn Sun probably going to stick with that cocked plate path at this stage, but obviously a lot of water can go under the bridge, and just goes to show that the market up there right now, it looks a pretty exciting race. So looking forward to that. And of course, the Bondi Stakes, the other new race, and the Golden Gift too for the two-year-olds going up to $1 million. So I like the idea how they're stretching that carnival out, the spring carnival, making it, you know, like a feature meeting right until the last day of the Flemington Carnival. So yeah, it's only going to extend the spring carnival in Sydney, and it'll be interesting to see what the jockeys do come Golden Eagle Day, whether they head down for Derby Day or stay here for in Sydney.
It's a big thing for jockeys, you know, because I think you need the jockeys. They're the superstars of the sport, if you ask me. So you need them to be involved. It'll be interesting. It depends what horse they're on, Brad. Isn't
exactly
it?
Right. You know. Yeah, I think it depends on, you know, if they've got a live chance in a $7.5 million
sure.
race, they're probably going to stay at, you know, at Rose Hill. But if they only on, you know, a 30-1 pop and they've got 3 or 4 good rides down in Group 1s in Melbourne, they'll probably go there. So
yeah.
I think we'll have a pretty fair share of the jockeys there. You'll have, you know, quite a few in Melbourne and a few staying in Sydney as well.
Yeah, well, interesting in the paper today with Max Whitby saying that it'll change the way they now negotiate their slot for the Everest, because they may look to include part of the package deal for securing a horse using the lure of the Golden Eagle as well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? There's no real rules, is there, with the slot? So if they can work in, you know, that other race there as well, and
you might have two good horses, and you might say, well, we'll give you the slot, and you know, we might take some prize money if you're going to the
Eagle.
The Eagle. You know, there's plenty of ways you can work out a deal. And it's just interesting that he's come forward with it, because he's always a thinker, Max. And I'm sure it will change a lot of people's thought process on how they go about getting their horse for the Everest.
He'll work out something, Maxie.
Yeah, good bloke, Maxie.
He will. He'll definitely work out. This is terrible news. Smart Melody has died.
Yeah, died yesterday. News come through due to a colic-related illness. Very sad news that we lose any horse, but look, she was a very smart filly for the Crystalese Yard. She won 5 from 6, her only defeat in the 1,000 Guineas, where she didn't run out the mile. She was a Group 2 winner prior to that. And she had won 5 straight in very dominant fashion, looked to be a very promising horse for the future. But unfortunately, news come through from Crystalese's Twitter account yesterday, saying that unfortunately she died due to a colic-related illness. So thoughts to all the connections and everyone at the Crystalese Yard there.
Yeah. Isn't it funny, you hear, Brad, you know, so a horse has got a bout of colic and it's fine within 24 hours. Then a bout of colic can kill a horse.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, you know, some go that way and the others fortunately can recover. But yeah, this one's gone the wrong way and yeah, very sad news indeed.
The State of Origin Jockeys Challenge kicks off at Doombden tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow,
Tomorrow, yep. There's two meetings there that will go over. They've got the 5 races overall. So this is a concept that was brought up by Racing Queensland back when I was still up there. So it's been going a few years now and been condensed a little bit more, but always a bit of fun, all these states pitting against each other. Some good jockeys riding up there. Brett Pebble, Luke Nolan, Brendan McCall, there's Jamie Carr, there's quite a few right around in the place. So that kicks off tomorrow at Doomben. I think the first of those races is race 3 at about 3:27, so that'd probably be local time.
Now, we're racing at Mudgee tomorrow. When do you start doing the form, buddy?
Well, I'm doing Rose Hill right now.
Well, so, don't worry about that. Toss that to the side. Can you just do some Mudgee form for us?
I'll see how we go.
And we're hoping for a swift recovery too. Noel Callow had a bad fall. at Sandown. So we'll try and give you some late news there on Noel, and hopefully he's making a speedy recovery. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.